You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
No matter what stage of this life we are in, we pray that we would be able to follow him by faith.
所以上个礼拜唱的诗歌一路我蒙救主引领、诗歌581首吧。
Last week we sung the song All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
对不起471首这是 Fanny Crosby 写的。
471, our sister Fanny Crosby wrote the song.
她生下来六个礼拜因为医生的、失误让她成为瞎眼的人。
And at 6 months of age, because of the doctor error, she was blind.
但是感谢主我们的姊妹有人问她 你会不会怪那个医生、啊、
And some people have asked our dear sister, would you ever blame this doctor?
她说我不仅仅不会怪他。
And she says, I would not blame him.
她说我会为着我这一辈子能够第一次看见的面孔竟然是主的面孔而感谢主。
And I will thank the Lord that the very first that my eyes will see is the Lord Jesus.
六个礼拜以前呢，她当然不记得了，对不对？
Of course, she doesn't remember what happened when she was 6 months of age.
但是从她瞎眼以后，她再也看不到人。
Ever since she was blind, she could not see.
她知道她去见主的时候，第一个看到的就是迎接她的耶稣。
She knows that when her eyes first opens, the first person she'll see is Jesus.
所以她不仅仅没有埋怨，她整个的一生写了8000首诗歌。
And not only does she not have any complaints, but in her lifespan, she was written 8,000 plus songs.
那我没有时间去介绍她，太多诗歌都是我们爱唱会背的。
There's so many of these wonderful hymns are in our hymnal, and the hymns that I memorized.
她才26岁就被请到国会去了。
26
去演讲。
Years of age, she was invited as a speaker.
弟兄姊妹。我们如果是这样子，我们人生可能充满了很多的苦读、埋怨、或是不快乐。
Francis, if we were wearing the same shoes, maybe we would be full of bitterness, a lot of unhappiness.
所以当他在这里说，一生我蒙救主引领。
He says, all the way my Savior leads me.
他副歌说，我深知道凡事领我，他有美意，不必测，不用去猜。
I know that, My Lord leads me. I have no reason to doubt or no reason to guess.
弟兄姊妹，我希望神把这样一个简单的信心赐给我们。
I ask that the Lord would give us such simple faith.
Of His love, in His time, by His way, He make all things beautiful. 出于神的爱，在他的时候，照着他的方法，他使每一件事情都变得美好。
Of the Lord, in His love, by His way, He makes all things beautiful.
在这里也讲到每一个站不仅仅是他在带领我们。
And we see here that not only every stage, it is God who's leading us.
人生的每一个站都有他特殊的经历和意义。
Every stage in this life has its own significance and its purpose.
但都不是终点。
But they are not the destination.
所以以色列出埃及进迦南一共经过了42站。
And so when Israel left Egypt and entered into Canaan, they went through 42 different stages.
每一站都有不同的经历。
Every stage, everywhere they settled, they had a different experience.
但是都不是最后的终点。
But then none of those stages were the final destination.
最后的终点都是进迦南就讲到在基督里。
The final destination is to enter into Canaan. It is an illustration of enter into Christ.
所以千万你不要以为你的终点是你死掉的。
As a brother says, please do not think that your destination is on your deathbed at the moment you die.
属灵的终点是在基督里。
The spiritual destination, that endpoint is in Christ.
在基督里去承受全有全足全丰的祝福。
In Christ, that we would come and inherit the fullness of the blessings of God.
所以你就发现当他们在这里出埃及往前走的时候，民数记33章神数点他们的脚踪。
As you begin to discover, as they start the journey, stage by stage, God began to number their steps, number their ways.
Yeah, 所以民数记有两个很有名的数点，是一个民数记第一章，一个是26章的人数的数点。
The two numbering of one that happens starting chapter 1 and one starting in chapter 26 is the counting of the numbers, the people of God.
第二个很重要的属点是一般人忽略的，就是民数记三十三章。
The second aspect of numbering in this chapter most people have missed is what's happened in chapter 33.
神数点他们的脚踪。
God begins to count, begins to number every stage, every step of the way.
所以你去读的时候，从第五节到四十八节有一个 pattern。有一个句型重复的出现，就是从哪里起行，安营在哪里。
And so from verse 5 to 48, you begin to discover the repeat of this pattern, that the Lord will say they moved from and camped at.
这个从哪里起行，在某些的翻译本里面用了一个很强的字眼，就跟 Exodus, 就是出埃及是一样的，是全面的彻底的出来。
Another translation is where they departed. And it talks about, in essence, this exodus. Like they left Egypt. They departed, they left.
很多时候我们出来出的不干不净脱离带水的，对不对？
And I will tell you a lot of time when we exit a situation, we exit very, very, not very pretty. We are not leaving it wholeheartedly.
我说原谅你了，但是里面想到就生气，你没有脱离。
And we'll say, oh, I forgive you.But I'm still holding something inside. I've never really departed from that feeling, that notion.
我不要再伤心了，但想起来就掉眼泪。
I'm no longer going to weep over this, but every time I think about it, I still cry over it.
这里的出来是彻底的出来，完全的出来。
This departing is a complete separation from where they were.
所以你就发现这个整个四十二站，你把它稍微分类一下。
And when you start segregating these 42 different stages,
我在这里讲了几个点。第一个，不要停留在胜利的得意里。
And I listed three points. One, do not stay in the pride of victory.
他们在走路的时候有一些打仗，他们得胜啊。
And along this journey, along these stages, they had some victory. They had some winnings.
最明显的就是出埃及记十七章啊，旷野的第一场征战啊，对亚玛力人。
Exodus chapter 17, the very first battles with Amalekites.
这个他们大得胜。
They had a great victory there.
但是神没有叫他们活在 得胜的得意里。
But God did not want them to stay in the pride of that victory.
因为你耶利哥的得胜不能保证你在爱城会得胜。
Because the victory at Jericho could not have guaranteed, did not guarantee the victory of the city of Ai.
耶利哥简直是高大的营垒，那么大的仇敌。他们打胜了。
Jericho was a city with huge, great walls, but they were able to take it down.
小小的爱城却失败了。
But this city, small city of Ai, they failed.
永远不要以为你昨天的得胜能够让你今天得胜。
So do not ever think that the victory that I had yesterday is going to allow me to be victorious today.
要让我们反而更谦卑的来倚靠神。
The more humbly we come before God, we lean on God even more.
知道这征战的胜败在乎神，不是在乎我们。
That the victory of the battles of the Lord is not of ourselves.
所以在这里讲到的第一件事情，我们不要停留在这个得胜的得意里。
And again, don't stay in the pride of victory.
我自己几乎所有的失败，或是服事上觉得挫折搞砸了。很多的时候都是因为我太骄傲。
And I will tell you, oftentimes my failures, when I mess things up, it is because of my pride.
这篇道我已经讲过两次了，在别的地方。
And this message, I've already spoken of it twice somewhere else.
而且这两次都那么有神的祝福，所以我觉得这次神一定祝福。
So those two times, God's blessed tremendously. So this time, as I speak, God will bless me.
没想到站上去讲不出来。
And I realized when I stood up that I couldn't say anything.
讲出来的话像铜墙铁壁弹回来。
And the words that were spoken were like hitting an iron wall that just bounced right back.
我才知道我不能够凭经验、凭恩赐、凭自己的过去的得胜在这里服侍。
And I realized I cannot lean on my past experience, my past victory to say that I will be able to overcome this time around.
所以我现在就算有一篇道我已经讲过十遍了，我都得在主面前很小心的祷告，求神诚心更新我，让我新鲜的灵，让我来依靠他。
Even the message that I've spoken over 10 times, I would still get on my knees now and ask the Lord, Lord, move me, give me a whole new heart, a new spirit.
我讲的人要谦卑，要真实。让那个道就真的有新鲜。
The one who speaks needs to be humble, needs to be genuine. Then the words would be real.
插开来，你们也一样。
And a side note, you need to be the same.
他说：“余弟兄，我早就听过这个，你还讲。
”Oh, I said, Pastor Yu, I've heard this a thousand times. You keep going at it.
你真谦卑的话，一样感动你。
If you are humble, the words will continue to move you.
就像我现在讲的，我民数记早就讲过了。
And again, these stories and numbers, I've spoken of them before.
第二个，不要活在失败的阴影里面。
And secondly, do not live in the shadow of defeat.
他们在里面有很多得罪神失败的地方。
And it's very, very clear and obvious they have offended the Lord many, many times.
尤其是在民数记十四章。加底斯巴利亚的失败。
Numbers 14 and
Numbers
Numbers chapter 14.
啊，申命记第一章也有哈 ，Deuteronomy chapter 1也有提到。那我们虽然不能够轻看自己的失败。
Even though we cannot look down on our failures.
我刚刚已经讲过，我们对罪、对自己的失败，有时候太淡而处之。
And I say, oftentimes concerning our failures and our sins, we say it's no big deal.
我们不要让失败只是造成羞辱而已。
And we do not want our failures to just simply bring about shame in our lives.
不要让我们的失败只是造成对人、对自己、对神家的伤害而已。
Do not ever allow that our failures just be something that would harm people or the house of God.
一定要很认真地去祷告，找出原因来。让自己不再重蹈覆辙。
But seriously, in prayer, come and ask of the Lord, God, I don't want to repeat this again.
然后我们能够在主的恩典和赦免里面，忘记背后努力面前。
And in the grace of God, in the forgiveness of God, we will rise up and move forward.
更谦卑认真地走在主的路上。
And even more humble before the Lord as we walk along this path.
仇敌常常会来控告我们的。
The enemy will often come and bring condemnation.
良心会谴责我们，别人会批评我们。
Our conscience may even speak to us, and other people may actually criticize us.
但是神没有让我们活在失败的阴影里面。
But God never wanted us to live in the shadow of our failures.
如果我们背对着光，阴影永远在我们前面。
If our back is toward light, then what is in front of us is always our shadow.
而且阴影会越来越长，越来越大。
And you see that the shadow only grows bigger and bigger, longer and longer.
当我们转向主的时候，所有的阴影在后面。
But yet, when we turn to the Lord, when we turn to the source of the light, all the shadows disappear.
让我们迈向光明。
And that we will walk towards the light.
因着主的赦免。
And because of the forgiveness of the Lord.
他宝血的洁净。
And the cleansing of His blood.
神就再也不纪念。
And God remembers it no more.
所以在失败中能够学功课，能够不让我们重蹈覆辙，这个才有它的价值。
So when we fail.When we have learned, then there is value in that failure.
第三个，不要陷在痛苦的处境里面。
Thirdly, do not be stuck. Don't get stuck in the painful situation.
出埃及十五章，他们讲到来到马拉，结果饿了三天，渴了三天，结果发现水是苦的。
Exodus chapter 15, when they came to this place, they discovered Mara, the place the water was bitter.
在我们人生路上一定会碰到这个。
And in our lives, we will come across these stages.
不可能有一个人这一辈子从来没有碰到苦境、碰到难处的。
No one would ever, never encounter bitterness, place of bitterness in their life.
当这个环境让我们受苦的时候。
And when this environment, when this situation causes us
觉得神你到底在哪里你为什么这样子带领我
And then we would say God where are you Why would you leave me this way
明明是你叫我出埃及的
You're the one who called me out of Egypt
而且我已经撇下一切起来跟随你了
And I forsook everything and I followed you
几天前红海的大得胜到哪里去了
A few days ago that great victory at the Red Sea Where did it go
为什么在旷野我们找了三天都找不到水
And why is it in this wilderness We searched for 3 days and we could not find water
有没有任何一个人三天没喝过一滴水的
Has anybody here have never drank a drop of water for 3 days
那么不舒服
And you know it's very uncomfortable
终于找到水了
Finally they found water
一喝是苦的
And they drank the water it was bitter
怎么会这个样子呢
How could this be?
所以他们很多的埋怨。
So they began to complain.
但是神叫他们把树砍下来丢下去。
And then the Lord told them, chop down this branch and throw it into the water.
他们信而顺服。
And they trusted and obeyed.
水还是同样的水。
The water is the same water.
但因着顺服水不一样了。
But because of their obedience, the water changed.
所以很多的时候神把我们从苦境里面带出来。
So a lot of time when the Lord brings us out of bitterness,
不是借着改变环境。
It is not because he changed the situation.
而是改变了我这个人。
But he's changed the person.
当我信而顺服的时候同样的环境变成甜水了。
When I trust and obey the Lord, the exact same circumstance is turned into something sweet.
所以我们不要留在那个处境里面待那么久。
So don't be stuck in that predicament and stay there for so long.
到主面前去祷告。
Come to the presence of the Lord and pray.
在苦境在不顺的环境里面我们常常生命被洁净信心被提升我们有永恒的眼光然后我们这个人能够与神同行。
In adversities, we are purified. We have greater faith. We have greater insight. We are no longer the same.
这都是在我们在顺境的时候很少经历的。
A lot of times when things are going very smoothly, we don't necessarily have those experiences and encounter that.
不要停留在神所赐的祝福里。
Don't stand still in the blessings of God.
这个马拉才走完下一站就是以琳。
And when they came to Mara, after they passed Mara, they came to Elim.
它不仅有荒漠里的甘泉。
And not only it had oasis in the wilderness.
真的是像沙漠里面的天堂。
But it was really like an oasis, like heaven in the midst of a desert place.
十二股活泉
There are 12 living springs.
七十棵棕树
There are 17 palm trees.
不仅仅解决干渴
Not only did it satisfy their thirst,
而且可以遮蔽旷野里面的烈日
But it gave them the shade, the shadow from the scorching sun.
太好了，对不对？
It is so wonderful.
主啊，在这里真好。
Lord, it is so good to be here.
我们就住这了。
We're gonna stay right here.
来，弟兄姊妹，你就发现非常稀奇的一件事情。
You discover something marvelous.
在民数记十六章的第一节告诉我们。
Numbers chapter 16, it tells us.
以色列大大小小从以琳起行。
The young and the old, they departed from Elim.
虽然那么多的祝福
there's such a place of blessing.
但是这个不是终点
But this is not the destination.
迦南地才是啊
Canaan is.
所以弟兄姊妹，斯派克弟兄曾经提醒我们
Brother Spark once reminded all of us.
当我们被神赐福给我们的时候
When the Lord blesses us.
我们反而要很谨慎
We actually need to be more alert.
不要让今日的祝福成为明日更大祝福的拦阻。
Do not allow the blessings of today to become the hindrance of the greater blessings for tomorrow.
很多人是经不起夸的，一夸这个人就被败坏了。
There are a lot of people that cannot endure a praise or accolades because once they receive it, they fall.
你看余弟兄传福音传老半天，没有人觉知，我一传三四个人觉知。
Oh, look, Pastor Yu's been preaching the gospel all this time. Nobody responds to the altar call, but you preach, so many people comes to Christ.
夸两下这个人就被毁坏了。
And you praise this person a couple of times, and this person is destroyed.
我在中国有一些做生意的跟我谈到他们做生意上碰到的试探我说做生意第一件事情要学习的就是会刹车
And a lot of brothers and sisters in China was telling me when they're doing business they talk about the temptation of doing business I said the very first thing you need to learn is to know how to stop
不知道刹车那个贪一定会被浇出来
If you don't know when to stop that greed would overflow
到最后就被许多的愁苦把你刺透了
And then at the end you would be swallowed up by many many bitterness
今天多少人想玩股票多少人想走投资的路
And so many people want to get into stocks and get into investments
我劝你刹车
And I ask you pause stop
弟兄姊妹要为着神给的有吃有穿就知足
Be satisfied be content with what the Lord has given I have things to eat I have clothes on my back
带着感恩的心往前走
With a grateful heart, move forward.
不要让着神给我们的恩典给我们的祝福成为我们更大祝福的一个拦阻
And again, do not allow the blessings of God to become a hindrance to the greater blessings of God.
然后不要活在无谓的绕行里
Don't live circling meaningless detours.
绕行就是你以为你在走路但是你没有在往前
When you're circling, it's like you think you're moving forward, butYou're not really going anywhere.
保罗所说的空跑徒劳
And this is what Paul says, running in vain.
跑来跑去还是跑回原点跑来跑去还跑回原点
You keep running with all your might, you're still back where you are.
基督徒可以这个样子的是唯一的例外是上旋转梯
The only exception in circling is when we as Christians were circling upwards.
虽然类似的经历会重复发生在我人生里面但是每一次我的境界我的眼光我的价值都再也不一样因为我是往上去的
Though the same experience that can happen to me time and time again in my life but every time I come across it I am taken up I am raised up one by one
所以生命记第二章连神都说够了你们绕行的日子够了起来往北去
Deuteronomy chapter 2 God says your days of circling is enoughGet up and get north.
早点进到基督里。
Quickly enter into Christ.
最后 这里有一个祷告说主啊我们踏定了你的路径
And then here there's a prayer that says My steps I have held fast to your path
旧约大卫说我的脚踏定了你的路径
And Psalm chapter 17 David says My steps have held fast to your path
新约彼得对主说有那么多人离开主了不肯再走主的道路了
And Simon Peter says, So many people has departed from you, they no longer want to walk in your way.
彼得说主啊在你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢这里是讲永生的道理和话 Word of life.
Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
他不仅仅把他的生命之道赐给我们
Not only has given us his words of eternal life.
他也把生命之路赐给我们
He's given us this, the way of eternal life.
所以大卫的祷告说你必将生命的道路指示我
So David says You will lead me to the path of life
当我们踏定这条路的时候
when we come and put our feet on this path
在你面前有满足的喜乐在你右手中有永远的欢乐
And your presence is the fullness of joy At your right hand is pleasure forevermore
所以当我们继续往前走的时候
So when we continue to walk along this path
希望我们永远不忘记过去几年我们讲的同一心灵高举基督同一脚中拓展神国
I pray that we would never forget all these years the words that God has placed among us one spirit to exalt Christ one course to expand God's kingdom
尤其下个礼拜开始我们在山谷就正式开工了
particularly next week in the Tri-Valley district we're going to start a church plant
我们说过 SVCA 只要存在一天我们永远以基督为中心永远在这里要来高举基督
We say that as long as SVCA exists every day that we exist our purpose is Christ-centered is to exalt him
我们也不希望扣留了神的恩典希望能够拓展神国
And we don't want to retain the blessings of God we want to see his kingdom expand
也希望山谷的弟兄姊妹用一样的原则我们往前走
And we pray that the brother and sister who are in the Triumph Valley area that with the same principle we move forward
就是美国教会问我们哪一天跟他们签约
So the church that we are renting from asked, oh, when are we going to sign the lease with them
我们同工们决定用11月11号
And our co-workers decided to use November 11th.
不是在讲光棍节哈，也不是叫你们去 shopping. 光棍节是 single.
Oh, okay. The 1111 is not to tell us all to remain single, or the day for us to go shopping.
四个一。
These four ones.
一方面讲到要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind.
永远让他一把最好的给他。
That the very first is always given to him.
第二个要让主在凡事上居首位。
That in all things he will have the preeminence, he have the first place.
我的个人生活、家庭生活、教会生活、我的社会生活，永远都让主居首位。
My personal life, my family life, my church life, my secular job, my secular life.Christ be the first place.
同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。
With one spirit to exalt Christ, one course to expand the kingdom of God.
不管我们将来开了多少的 campus, 那不是最重要的事。
It is not so important how many church plants we will have.
但是我们永远都是同一个心志，爱耶稣，高举他。
But we all have the one heart.Oh Lord, to love you, to exalt you.
哦，同一个心爱那些世上的灵魂，爱那些神家儿女在外面流荡的儿女，我们要去把他们带回到神的面前。
To have the same heart to love all those who are still lost, to love all those who are the children of God that have not come into the house of God.
主耶稣啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你真是以恩典为我们连续的冠冕。
Oh, how you have.Crowned our years with your goodness.
我们的路径都低下了指引。
All our paths are full of your blessings.
我们虽然会改变，但是你从来没有改变。
Lord, we can change, but you never changed.
环境虽然会改变，但是你的旨意，你在我们身上的计划没有改变。
Circumstances may change, but your purpose and your will in us has never changed.
主啊，让我们在你的爱里面，在你的恩典中，能够不住地往前。
Oh Lord, in your love and your grace, that we can continue to press forward.
也让我们能够走出自己的 comfort zone.
That we can walk out of our comfort zones.
我们愿意把你的爱、你的生命、你的福音传递出去。
Oh, that your love, your good, your gospel, your life may be shared, witnessed out of our lives.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
一切的荣耀归给你。
All the glory be given unto you.
祝福归给你的百姓。
Blessing be upon your people.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.